shell thing that might pull its neck into its shell and touch it?
Bull turtle.
Yeah, what kind?
Well, you got a water, the river turtle, and you got a tarpon turtle. He stays in, on the land, the tarpon. And you got the gopher.
Yeah.
He's a turtle.
What's a gopher?
He's a turtle.
What's the difference between a gopher and a tarpon?
Gopher, Bill, he stays in that ground. He goes, he'd dig him a darn. In the winter time, he'd get right on that summer, too. You see, you come up on him when you're hunting in the woods. Old new pile of clay or something. In the winter time, that gopher got to move over sometime, and rattlesnakes go in there.
Damn right, they got to move over.
Yeah, somebody got to move. be like that damn fella up in that tree up to that coon that time.
Yeah.
That coon he got up in, it was the bobcat. That bobcat got over that fella, and he was just a hollering and raising hell. He said, somebody shoot up among us. He says, we got to get some relief. Somebody got to get some relief. He's taking a chance that that bobcat getting hit. Yeah. He was hurt. And he told that fella to shoot up among us. Said, someone's got to get some relief right quick.
The bobcat said that?
No, the old man. I was up there. The bobcat was on tiring him up, and he was hurting.
And his
partner was down below with the gun. He just said, "This shoot up among us." He said, "Somebody got to get some relief." He didn't give a damn. He got hit enough. He's just gonna take a chance at the bobcat. I got hit.
Oh, God. I tell you what, those are some fighting things there. Those bobcats. Now, what were the kind of things you might turn over in a freshwater stream? You turn over in a rock, it's got claws on it, and swim backwards.
Mole fiddlers.
Fiddlers?
Yeah. No. Well, you can see them around the salt water, too. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's a fiddler, yeah. Little bitty one?
Yeah. Maybe with big ones, you know.
Well, they got a regular crab that's around the water here.
I'm talking about these little things. They stay in freshwater streams. They look a lot like shrimp.
Crawfish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They dig. Hell, they see these things that makes the dirt come up in the yard in the low spots. That's all that is, a crawfish. Man, crawdad.
Where I'm from, you can't find many of them, but they say in Louisiana, they just...
Well, yeah, that's they eat them, none of them. I can prepare them and make a crawfish bisque. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Stuff the head part.
Yeah.
Not actually the head. It's a part of the shell of its back.
Uh-huh.
Head,
yeah,
you throw that away, but take all the meat and like you do, you've eaten stuffed crab, devil crab.
Yeah.
You know, the same principle and all the same amount of dressing and stale breads and onion, garlics and bell peppers, and mix that meat together and stuff the head, and you make a roux and a like a estouffée or étouffée, whatever you want to call it, and you lay that simmer down in gravy.
What's a roux?
That's a roux. That's that basic. That's the main thing of a Frenchman when he's cooking. That's you brown flour and oil. Take oil.
Yeah.
And you put it in there, and you got to watch what you're doing, and you can watch it. Keep stirring it and get the color you want, real dark brown. That's the basic ingredients for all your gumbos and stews, coubillons, roux. Yeah, you make that.
Coubillon.
Yeah, coubillon. That's court bouillon. If you go to New Orleans, court bouillon, that's made out of a fish, and it's take red snapper, red fish, and it's and they got a tomato, a lot of gravy, tomato gravy, and roux cooked together. Now, highly seasoned, and that fish is sort of baked a little bit and slipped in and let it finish simmering with its gravy.
Mm-hmm.
You put that over rice. The court bouillon, they call it, you know, we call it coubillon, French.
Mm-hmm.
French name.
Mm-hmm.